Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Gamer Heroes, episode 14. I am Derek, and I have my co-host John with me. What's up, John?
Woo-hoo! What's up? How's it going?
For those of you who are looking at your timer, you'll see that this episode is a little short. This one's only going to be about 20 minutes or so, give or take, and we'll tell you all about why that is. But first, let's do our little news segment, because that's what we do. We do news stuff. I'll kick things off with a real short one. First off, for the Xbox owners out there, it is the Xbox Spring Sale that is going on currently until April 17th. And you can get tons of cheap games. Big ones, Halo 5, GTA 5, Gears of War 4, Titanfall 2 are all really cheap, 30 bucks and under. You can even get like Red Dead Redemption, which is an Xbox 360 title. That's backwards compatible for 15 bucks.
Not bad.
And if you're one of those people out there that's never had Xbox Live Gold, you like just got your Xbox One or something, you can get your first month for a dollar. If you sign up during the sale. And for those of you who want custom controllers, you can get 15 bucks off their Xbox Design Lab controllers that let you change all the colors to all the pieces. There's like 7 different sections that you can change colors for. I was playing around with it. It's pretty cool. They're normally like 80 bucks, so you can get them for 65. So
it's not terrible. You know.
Yeah, so that's going on for the next couple of days until, what would that be? Until Monday. So
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That covers Xbox. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's what's going on there. So, what do you got?
Well, I was just gonna talk about it. Basically, Nintendo had their first really big presentation / announcement since the release of the Switch. Or you should say, you know, when was that? A couple months ago? Was that when did they have that big Switch?
The big presentation was in January, then they did. So they do Nintendo Directs every so often, and they did one at either the very, very beginning of March or the end of February. I can't remember the date. So this is the first Nintendo Direct, I believe, since the launch of the Switch.
Good stuff too. I'm pretty excited. One thing we'll just kind of knock them out one by one here. The first thing on the list here that we looked at is the NES Classic. They're finally discontinuing it. I think they should have done that a while ago, although it is argumentatively very successful and somewhat popular. It's also, in my opinion, kind of gimmicky. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with it being a little gimmicky. That's why I don't own one myself, because while $2 a game is not terrible by any means, there's some quirks about it, like the short controllers and the fact that you have to physically press the reset button to get back to the menu, little things like that, make it more gimmicky than it even needed to be.
Right.
But I am disappointed that they're discontinuing it, mainly because people want it. It immediately sells out every time it shows up somewhere, because it's only 60 bucks and it's got the nostalgia factor and it's not a huge investment. And so for it to be discontinued after, I don't know, 6 months, it came out in November, that it's a little disappointing, because I figured, you know, maybe over the summer I'd walk into a Best Buy and there'd be one sitting on the shelf and I'd be like, all right, I'll get it. It never occurred to me that it would be, you know, a 6 month and done thing while it's still selling out.
I personally think it was going to be limited, and I know Nintendo never intended it to be a, you know, like an official console that they will keep long term. I feel like it's just one of those things. Like a lot of those people that are going to buy it, are looking for the alternative route to play retro games. You're better off just getting a used Nintendo that actually works, in my opinion, for way less money.
Well, I mean, that depends. I mean, the actual retail value, if you were to go out and buy all 30 games, 2 controllers, and an NES, you're looking at around $208.
Wow, you did that numbers really fast.
No, I did the research.
Gotcha.
Because basically when they were going for sale on eBay and Amazon and stuff secondhand, and I hate the secondary market, but I was curious. And I thought, well, they're going for $250, $350, $400, $500. What would it cost if somebody just wanted to get the real thing? And there's some articles out there. Some people really did the research and stuff. And it's about $208 for all 30 games, the two controllers, and the system. And then, so if you ever spent, if anybody out there who's listening spent more than $210, give or take a few dollars, on their NES Classic, you got ripped off. If you spent less than that, but more than retail, then, you know, you spent less than you needed to get the real thing.
But Derek, you, I'm going to argue with you on that. There's maybe five games, six, probably less than 10 games that I really want to play that I'm like, yeah, this is the only reason I would buy this. That's assuming that everybody wants all of those games.
You're right. I mean, you're totally right. You're absolutely right about that. And so, but for $60, it was a good deal. It's $2 a game. And even if you only wanted to play 10 of them, you know, it's still only $6 a game. And most of those games are going to be more than $6 when you walk into a vintage stock or something like that.
That's true. So, you know, you spend like $15 or so sometimes.
Yeah. And a good NES that, you know, is in decent condition is going to be between 40 and 60 anyway. So you buy that, you buy 10 games, you're still well over $100. So the $60 was a good price point, but you know, I'm disappointed that this next, shipment, the April shipment, will be the last one.
Yeah. So that means everybody in the stores, there's probably going to be some fights. There's probably going to be some people getting hurt. There's going to be an insane secondary market, I can imagine.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're going to see those get to be very expensive, for a little while anyway. I'm sure it'll die down, but you know, maybe they'll come up with something better. You know, maybe they didn't like that it was hackable so easily. I mean, there are friends of mine who've never done stuff like that before that it took them 20 minutes to figure out how to load their own games. So, you know, Nintendo's very locked down. I'm sure they didn't like that very much.
Yeah. No, I totally agree on that. What else was announced? You get the next one, man.
Well, one small thing for those who do own a Switch, the Fast RMX Racer, which is just a wonderful F-Zero style racing game that's only $20 on the eShop, is getting its first major update on April 19th, so that's Wednesday. And it's going to include time attack mode, which is cool, but more importantly, online friend support. And what that means is, for those who don't know, is that you will be able to play online over the internet with specifically your friends. As of today,
Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. And as it is today, you have to play with random people online. And if you want to play with your friends, it has to be local Wi-Fi.
Isn't that weird? And I understand their platform. I just want to talk about that for a second. I understand their platform is not launched yet. They don't actually have full online support, but that's really odd, right? Don't you think? Like, you really – like, shouldn't there be an invitation system at least?
I mean, I'm going to bet that the developers had very limited access to what this online system looked like, because people who had review copies of the Switch didn't even have access to the eShop. They didn't have access to any of the online stuff. That was behind a day one update for the Switch. So the guys who developed Fast RMX, or the people that is – I don't even know if they had that kind of access. So it sounded like that was functionality they wanted in the game, and they're pushing it out, you know, in their very first update. So,
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see it. I will play it, and I'll be inviting you so we can go head to head.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So, okay, I'm curious, since we're talking about the Switch,
yeah,
how much time have you put into Zelda so far?
I haven't clocked it yet, but I've put a significant amount of time since we've last discussed it, and I've got off the plateau. I've explored a good portion of the map, so I want to say I've put in a few, maybe 6 hours at this point.
Have you gotten to the Divine Beasts yet?
That's where I'm working on right now. Okay. I'm heading towards the first one right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I've got about 30 hours of play time.
Holy shit.
I've got two of the Divine Beasts. I found the Master Sword. which I'm not going to tell anybody where it is because I don't want to ruin that for anybody. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. I can't get the Master Sword yet because I do not have enough hearts to pull it out of the ground. Yeah, you have, so you have to pull it out of the ground, and it takes the strength of your hearts.
Right.
And if you don't have enough hearts, it actually kills you.
What?
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, so I'm not going to tell you, you know, how many you need. That stuff's available online if you want to look it up yourself. But yeah, you need double digit hearts, and they have to be real. They have to be real hearts. They can't be temporary.
I'll make a meal that increases.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I tried that. Yeah. I made a bunch of dishes and then ate them and it didn't count any of those hearts. So,
damn it.
So yeah, so you need double digit hearts, in order to be able to do that. And, yeah, so I gotta wait and go back because I don't have enough. So.
No shit.
Well, I put all my spirit orbs into stamina, and so I don't really have a lot of hearts. I just have a lot of stamina. So I gotta,
well, no, dude, that's very, that it's very helpful when you're climbing mountains, when you're running, when you're like everything doing, stamina makes sense. Like, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally get it.
Let's see. I guess the other big thing has to do with arms. Which is that fighting game that's really just seems like a massive evolution of Wii Sports Boxing on steroids.
Except for really cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. But it has an official launch date now of June 16th, and that day will also see the launch of yellow Joy-Cons.
So badass. They are so cool looking. Cool.
You like them?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's I can't wait to see more colors. Like, seriously.
I want green. I want green.
Right. Green makes sense. I feel like that's next. I think we might get that. You know what? I want to see like a custom, right? I want to see like a custom skins for our Joy-Cons. Like, I'm hoping for the Mario, not Mario Kart, Mario Odyssey, that we get like a Mario hat picture on them.
That'd be cool.
How sick would that be?
That'd be pretty neat. Yeah. I like to see like, you know, Yoshi green or something like that would be cool. But what's interesting is that they're coming in at $69.99 instead of $79.99. So they're a little bit cheaper. I guess they dropped $10, which puts them right at the same price as the custom Xbox controller.
Which is fair. So. That we thought that was, I understand you're getting two controllers. So does that change the single price, $5 per single controller? Left and right.
I don't know. It's a good question. The only thing that's available for pre-order right now is the dual pack of both of them.
Right.
So, and that's available for pre-order at the very least on Amazon. I saw it out there.
So something I do want to discuss, how weird is it that they are going to be releasing a bundle for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, but in Russia only?
Yeah, man. So it's the best game
to do it. Yeah, like I feel like that's the one to do it.
It's the very first Switch bundle, but yeah, it's only in Russia, which you know, I'm disappointed, but I'm never surprised when there's like a Japan only kind of thing, right?
Right.
But you never really hear about the Russian exclusives. So
well, I mean, what are they really? I mean, all they're getting is the game bundled in. I don't know. We don't know if that the price increases or if they. I mean, it doesn't look like they get any cool Joy-Cons. Nothing really cool except for having that game in there.
Yeah, I mean, the real question will be that price point. If it comes in at just the price of the console and you basically get the game for free,
yeah, I'd be pretty mad.
That'd be pretty sick. I mean, because you're talking a $60 USD title, you know, for a $300 console. So it's basically 20% of the price of the console.
Also,
so
be would
a pretty
it be
good
a digital
deal.
Or will it be a physical copy? That's another question.
You know, that is a good question. I didn't really take a super close look at the bundle. I mean, the box art for the bundle definitely makes it look like it's physical.
Physical, right? But because
it shows the box.
Yeah, but oftentimes they'll give you a code to redeem it. So like when I bought my that's the thing of the past now. When I bought my 2DS, Mario Kart 7 was included, and I don't really recall there being a picture of the box, but that was a digital.
So. Yeah, I mean historically those things have been digital, but that box art certainly makes it look like it comes with it. So I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, for all we know, it's fake, right? Because right. you can, you know, this
facts.
Well, I mean, you know, their internet is pretty locked down. So, you know, it's something that you can only see from Russia, really. So, you know, who knows? But, you know, we'll have to see. So before we run out of time, we should probably tell people what's going on.
Well, I can ease us in there as you know, I'll lube it up a little bit and you can come in and finish, right? Basically,
there's an finish.
We had some differences with Zach, and Zach couldn't make the schedule happen, and it's nothing against him. So we decided, hey, what's the best new direction we can take for our podcast? And again, we appreciate you guys listening. We have new things for you. We want you to start watching things and tell them what they're going to be watching, Derek.
So John and I are going to be taking advantage of the streaming world, and we will be streaming video gameplay. We are actually going to be starting. So we record these on Thursdays usually. So we're actually starting right when we're done recording here to live stream on Facebook, and you can watch the recording later, the new Overwatch Uprising event with a couple of our buddies. And we'll be streaming games like Overwatch. We'll be streaming other PC games, but also we picked up, an external device, a capture device, and, we will be streaming classic and modern console games, including, you know, Super Nintendo and NES and 64. We'll be doing things like PS4 games, Xbox One. We'll do Switch.
N64? Yes.
Yeah, man. N64. It's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to live stream. You know, we'll still have to work out the kinks if it's going to be on Facebook or if it's going to be on Twitch. So follow us at Heroes Podcasts on Facebook and Twitch. So it's twitch.tv/heroespodcasts and facebook.com/heroespodcasts. And we will live stream to one or both of those places. How often we do it and when we do it, we're going to have to work out that schedule. But, you know, this is probably going to be our last podcast episode. Stay subscribed though. It doesn't hurt you, because if we do come back with something, you'll be there to get it. So we really appreciate everybody who's listened in. We're sorry that there's been some inconsistencies, but you know, John and I want to really make something work here. And so we're going to be moving over to video game streaming. And since it's a video game podcast, we'll be talking about the same stuff, the same crap, but while we're playing games.
Right.
And, then we'll be able to chat with you guys too, is the big thing. It'll be live. We can talk to you. You can talk to us. You can, you know, post questions. We can answer them, you know, in between our character deaths, you know,
which
and things
I will
like
have
that.
A lot of.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Multiple people have mentioned it to me, and, you know, it doesn't make sense not to at this point. So it's what you guys wanted. We're giving it to you. Let's play games. That's what we're here for, to have fun and play games. You know, as much as we love coming up with topics for you guys to be interested in, I think it's much easier to watch a video and watch some of the games that you might be currently playing and see how different people play it.
Absolutely. And for those who've been paying attention, we've been doing the video game March Madness Showdown. We started with 16 video game characters. We are down to our final four. Mario versus Sonic the Hedgehog, Half-Life's Gordon Freeman versus Gears of War's Phoenix. And what we're going to do, since you don't want to hear John and I argue about the same characters again, we are going to put those matchups up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/heroespodcasts. For a vote. There's going to be an image that's going to go up on Monday, and another image is going to go up later in the week, and you guys are going to vote. And then those two winners will go up against each other, and you guys are going to decide who the winner of our showdown is.
Yes.
So make sure you follow us. Check it out. Monday, April 17th is when the first voting will start. So get out there, go vote. It'll be very simple. You'll like for one character and heart for the other character. Nice and easy, no commenting required. Let's just make that happen.
I'm loving it. Can't wait to see who you guys pick.
Me too. I'm excited about it. But yeah, we got to go and play some Overwatch Uprising. Anything else, John?
I am good, man. It's been a pleasure, and I want you guys to watch.
Yeah, tune in. Check out our Overwatch Uprising play, which will be on our Facebook page. We'll probably post it somewhere else, too. But go check that out. We'll be playing through it with a couple of our buddies, and it'll be a really good time. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you all next time.
Number 8.